I'm Anna O'Neill and I'm here in the grounds, in Highgate, in the grounds of St Joseph's RC Catholic Church. RC, of course, meaning Roman Catholic. It's the green dome church that you would see if you were looking up Highgate Hill from Archway. And it goes basically at the top of Dartmouth Park Hill as well. Now, I'm in the grounds of St Joseph's Church. Why? Because these grounds are under threat at the moment. There are plans afoot to redevelop this area of London and make it into social and exclusive housing. And some of the parishioners of St Joseph's Church are not very happy about that. And I've got some of those parishioners with me. I've got Laura Ivory, she's leading this campaign. And I've got Natasha, who is a parishioner. And she's also a mum of two children who have gone or are still at the local primary school. Welcome to you both.
Hello.
Hello. Laura, first of all, tell me a little bit about the church itself and its history, because it's been here for a pretty long time, hasn't it?
Yeah, the church is built on land donated by the Earl Spencer family, Diana's great-great-granduncle in 1858. The Passionist priests have resided in the monastery, therefore, for the last 153 years. And surrounding the church, you've got the orchard, the beautiful garden, the community centre, and at the bottom of the hill, St Joseph's School. There's lots of interaction between the school and the church, and the school and the community centre, and indeed the congregation and the community centre. So it really is a little community in London.
Yeah, I had passed the church many times, but never actually been inside. I wasn't really aware of what a big space this green area is and the little orchard. Natasha, I believe there were plans a while ago to develop the school at that point. What was that about?
Yeah, the driver for development was the fact that there are retired priests living in the monastery that's attached to the church, and they need somewhere and space to retire into that provides a suitable accommodation for them. So plans were put up 4 or 5 years ago now, I think, that included developing housing on this site and included taking one of the playgrounds in the school and building social housing on that as well. So that caused, as you can imagine, quite an uproar and concern, particularly from the parents at the school. And that proposal in the end, for a number of reasons, not just the playground reason, was stopped. Since then we've heard nothing else about this. There's been no fundraising for the church or the priest's retirement home. And then this summer, during the summer holidays when a lot of us were away on holiday, proposals were then put up in the church to say this is how they want to redevelop again and build on this green site. And that's where we're at the moment.
What do you think is the driving force behind this then? Is it money? Does the church need money?
The church does need money. I imagine every institution needs money, although I think that they have ways of maybe raising funds that they haven't explored. And we as a congregation are very keen that they do explore alternative means of raising funds. The community centre is used extensively by the over 65s, the school and the local community, and provides a lifeline, you know, for the elderly generation. That's why we've set up our site www.savestjosephs.com, and we're asking people to sign a petition so that we can encourage the priests to think again and think of alternative ways that they can generate the necessary funds. So please sign our petition at www.savestjosephs.com.
Now, we couldn't speak to any of the priests, none of the priests, although of course they were contacted and asked them to come out and have a chat with us today about this. They weren't able to do that, but we do have a statement from the developers, and it talks about securing the future of the church and its treasured frescoes and paintings, and it says that the development is crucial to securing that future of the church and to ensure essential maintenance works takes place. Is that the case then? Because if that is the case, then surely having the advantage of having this land to be able to sell is something that you guys as parishioners need to explore. You don't want the future of the church to be in jeopardy, do you?
No, but you have to remember that that statement was written by the developer, who stands to make a huge amount of money out of what is prime real estate. And we would argue that, yes, we're very passionate about the church. You know, being parishioners, well, I have for the last 20 years, but there are alternative ways of saving the church, and we believe that, you know, that just hasn't been explored.
Well, the statement from the developer says that no firm decisions has been made about the development, and that they will continue to speak to all interested parties and groups prior to submitting a planning application to Islington Council.